Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. The 9th edition of Burgas Musical Holidays, dedicated to renowned Bulgarian conductor Emil Chakarov, is about to end after a long summer season filled with plenty of music. The event will end on the 2nd of September with a night in Venice, one of the most beautiful operettas by Johann Strauss Jr., also known as the Waltz King. The guests and citizens of the coastal city of Burgas will have the opportunity to join the masquerade ball of the celebrated Viennese composer of the 19th century, whose music has been making the fans of classical music happy for several centuries now.
Thank you.
In 2015, the director of a Night in Venice operetta, Mario Nicolov, won a prestigious award presented by the Romanian Ministry of Culture. A Night in Venice was performed on the stage of Oleg Danovsky National Opera and Ballet Theatre in the city of Constanta. Famous tenor Mario Nicolov starred some of the most popular operetta personalities on the stage. His repertoire include Gabriel von Eisenstein from the Bad Operetta, Tassilo from Maritza Countess Operetta, Barin Kai from the Gypsy Baron Operetta, Paris from the Beautiful Helen, Edwin from the Chardash Queen Operetta, Danilo from the Merry Widow, etc. He is a director of several operettas such as the Bad, Ball in Savoy, the Queen of the Chardash, etc. He is a laureate of the Crystal Lyre Award in 2010 and 2014 and the Golden Lyre Award for overall contribution to the operetta and musical field. He also won the Musician of the Year Award in 2013. Here is what Mario Nicolov told Radio Bulgaria about the show with the Burgas Opera.
In
2015, I performed A Night in Venice in Romania, and it became the operetta of the year in that country. I am extremely proud and satisfied with that award, he says. We decided to present it in Bulgaria as well after we were invited by the director of the Burgas State Opera House, Alexander Tekeliev. This is one of Strauss's best operettas. In fact, it is a comical opera. It is not the typical opera we are all used to listening to. The music is exceptionally beautiful and brilliant, says Mario Nicolov. The music dramaturgy is very interesting. The piece entertains the audience from the beginning to the end. This is what provoked me to do that piece, because life in Bulgaria and abroad is very busy, and one such piece makes people relaxed and excited at the same time. Mario Nicolov told Radio Bulgaria more details about the successful team of the operetta headed by the conductor of the Burgas Opera, Maestro Ivan Kojuharov. Conductor Ivan Kojuharov is very popular among the Bulgarian audience. Ivan Tokajiev is the artist and scenographer of the piece. Ani Tokajeva is the costume painter and Adelina Kalcheva is the choreographer of the operetta. I am exceptionally happy to work with that team. We have already performed several pieces together in Burgas and on other stages, and they turned very successful over the years. The music theater prima Valentina Korchakova stars Amina. Some stars from the Burgas opera, such as Maria Cvetkova, Georgi Sultanov and Shmilena Sultanova, also participated in that piece. The team is very well selected. This is what makes the piece successful to a great extent, says Mario Nikolov. I star Duke Urbino. I have been following the Burgas musical holidays since the forum was founded 9 years ago, and I believe that this is a very high achievement for the city of Burgas. We should admire the efforts of the management of the Burgas Opera House and the Burgas municipality, because they have been trying to preserve and develop that festival through the years.
Kommt mal die Seele freier, spiel doch zu Zigeuner. Willst du oder Freude leben, soll das Herz wohl sterben. Klopfen sich zum Himmel haben, spiel doch zu Zigeuner. Willst du wilde Nacht durchziehen, wollen wir voll Liebe sprechen. Will das arme Herz abbrechen, spiel dazu Zigeuner. Die Liebe, wer kann's mir?